can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
You got insects in your computer? You got a few bugs, do you?
Yeah.
Well, where are the exterminators? No, we're not. Yeah, we are. No, we're not.
Hey, bug off, man.
Anyway, yeah, it's the computer corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, better known as the Data Doctor.
The cyber tards of cyberspace.
Yes. No, we're the idiot savants of the internet.
Okay.
The idiot savant, I think, pretty much covers us.
Yeah. Okay. I got that song in here, too.
I know, because that's for...
You think you're cool?
No, that's the bug of the week. We're talking about our predictions for the year 2003, something I think is going to be a huge smash success. It'll start out this year and become even more important as time goes on. We cover this in our TV show. Something called smart displays.
Smart displays?
Smart displays.
And no, they're not... I can't even say it.
Okay. Imagine, if you will, that flat panel screen that we all want. By the way, I think that's something, if you don't have, you will have by the end of this year.
Just or if not by the end of the year, by the end of next year.
Regular old flat panels. But imagine a flat panel where you can actually lift the panel up off its base, walk around your house with it, and it's still connected to the internet and the computer, and you can check your email and all that stuff.
And it's done through a small processor and some things that are built into that flat
panel.
Don't
get technical.
And the stuff that's built in is based kind of on the Pocket PC or Windows CE operating system stuff that's happening in there. But it looks and feels like Windows XP and is actually using a little wireless technology with...
Your little stylus that you can click on things, and so you could sit on your couch, check your email. You know, you see all those interactive things on TV about, go to our website, and I'm thinking, who's going to get up off the couch and go over to the computer to vote for this stupid thing? And
hey,
of course,
you just picture in picture on your
interactive TV.
Those
kinds of technologies, being able to walk anywhere around your house and still be connected and have your own panel, so everybody in the family is going to end up having their own panel. You'll eventually be able just to hang the panel up on your refrigerator, order food from Eddie Bash's.
Yeah.
Bash's.
You know, one of these cool technologies that I've seen that, you know, probably not this year is going to happen, but in the future, at some point, I could see it really being something in use a lot. It's really cool.
Yeah.
They put these little sensors all over. In the example I saw, it was an office building, and because you have drop ceilings, it's real simple to do. Put these little sensors up in the ceiling, and they have, let's say, half a dozen computers around the office, and everybody wears like a little badge, an ID tag.
Big brother.
And as you walk around...
Not going to do it.
What happens is, it takes... Let's say you log in at your desk, and you sit down, and you're typing up an email, you're doing your thing, and you need to get up and go out into the shop and check something. And out there, in the shop, as you walk around, these little sensors are picking up where you're at, and they're automatically transferring everything that's happening at your desktop to terminals all over the building. And as you walk, you walk up to it, and it's already your stuff up in front of you. It's where you left off at your desk, and you walk away and across the shop to this place, and it pops up over there. And I mean, how cool would that be?
That'd be very cool, and I can see all of the ACLU privacy people getting up in arms about how you can track everything a person's doing, and this is just not right.
Yeah, but now I'm talking about applying this to your home, where now you've got, you know, right now everybody has a home PC. A lot of people have two home PCs. They have a kid's machine. They have their machine.
People are
starting to have more of these where I don't want to have the same machine as my wife because we're always fighting for time.
Yeah.
You know, at some point, and refrigerators are starting to have PCs built into them. You've got TiVos, and you've got devices on your television. You've got
media
these
centers,
things.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, you know, you're going to have half a dozen PCs in your house, and you don't think that's true, but you will.
You will.
And as you walk around, you're going to want to be able to check your email not on your PC, but on any PC.
You will be
assimilated. And vice versa. You want to have your desktop settings the same. You want to be able to see your computer and any of your machines in your house, and as you walk around, that stuff will just bing, bang, boom, huh?
Let's repeat non-conformist oath, shall we?
How cool is that?
Repeat after me.
No.
Let's go with Greg in Scottsdale. Greg's been waiting, and we appreciate you holding on, Greg. We think you have a great question, and we want to be able to answer it and have others learn from your pain.
Greg, welcome to the Computer Corner. Hopefully you're there.
Yeah.
Hey,
there
Greg.
Are. Yeah.
Welcome. The floor is yours.
Okay. I got an older system. It's a 350 Pentium 2.
Uh-huh. Got a hand crank on the side of that thing, do you?
Yeah.
The hamster's getting a little old in that cage?
Yeah. Anyway, I know it's got a 440 BX chipset.
Ooh.
You know, you got a little technical there.
Dude.
Yeah.
You go, Greg.
And this ATA specification is bothering me. I have upgraded the processor to a Pentium 3 600,
uh-huh.
which did fine.
Okay.
But is it really going to increase my performance? Is the 440BX chipset, is that the ATA33 specification?
Yeah, what he's talking about, for anybody listening out there, it's talking about the interface for his hard drives and CD-ROMs and things like that, and wants to know, is it running at, and you're incorrect in assuming that it is an ATA, or what they call DMA33, meaning it has a 33 megahertz bus to connect to the hard drives. And that gets a little technical, but basically, the higher that bus speed, the faster the ability for the drive to communicate with the system. Now, you've got to have a drive that's capable of running at those faster speeds and communicating at those faster speeds, and will you see a huge increase in performance for regular kind of stuff you're going to do? Probably not.
Well, wait a minute. Did you already upgrade to the Pentium 3?
Yes.
Okay, did you see a performance difference?
Not really.
Okay. That's because the biggest bottleneck in your computer is your hard drive. No matter how fast the processor is, whenever the processor wants to process something, it's got to go get it from the hard drive.
I haven't changed the old hard drive out yet.
Yeah, so a faster hard drive and a faster subsystem for the hard drive. And the good news is you can buy an external controller.
Yeah, you can buy something from... We like the Promise Technologies make a controller that you can buy for fairly inexpensive, and it drops in a PCI slot so you have available in your machine there.
Okay.
And you'll put that in, and you'll buy a new drive at the same time probably. That any drive you buy these days is going to run at UDMA 100 or probably 133.
Uh-huh.
And the Promise controller will come with a special cable that's... looks a little bit more dense than the standard cable you're used to seeing.
That'll increase the performance. But the danger here is, by the time you upgrade all these things, guess what you've done?
Yeah.
You bought a new system or spent the equivalent of on upgrading. So
sure.
Yeah, so be really careful.
But I already had the Pentium 3.
Right. Now, your biggest bang for the buck increase, I would do, you know, if you want to do some upgrading and you've kind of already started down this path and things, the Promise controller we talked about and a new hard drive, find something with a 7200 RPM. If you want a real good value these days, a best bang for the buck, Western Digital makes something called a special edition. It's like an 80 gig drive, but it has an 8 megabyte cache.
Oh, yeah.
Cache.
Yes.
Cache, yeah.
Cache. No,
and it runs at that higher speed. It's a real high performance drive, and they're really well priced. Not a whole lot more than the same drive size would be without that extra cache and things.
Also,
so
how much RAM do you have? Random access memory, folks, RAM.
Yeah, I got 128.
Okay.
You can increase that some without going crazy. You'll get a little bit more performance as well, but that hard drive subsystem would really probably go a long way.
That's your weakest link right now.
I'm going to do that.
So look at your hard drive and say, you are the weakest link.
One more question.
Kick it out.
The heat sink on the processors.
Yes.
The new Pentium 3 does not have a fan. I would like to take the old heat sink off the Pentium 2 and put it on the Pentium.
No. Never going to happen.
You can't do that,
right? Did the heat sink come with the chip?
The new chip, the Pentium 3, was just generic. I bought from someone and has a heat sink on it. It came out of
what they call an OEM system, meaning it came out of probably like a Dell or a Compaq, something that had a fan that blew across it. It wasn't directly attached.
Yes.
Without a fan on it, you're going to have some problems with lockups and some performance issues. So,
okay.
So the easiest thing would be to buy the real inexpensive fans you can buy to put inside your computer.
Right.
So you can blow big volumes of air.
Depending on the case, if there's a place to mount a case fan right near that, so the air will blow across that, you'll be doing just as good a job.
Probably better. It actually moves more air.
There's no place to mount it right near the chip, but
if it's a big enough fan, it'll move the air all throughout the case.
And once you do that, you put the case cover on, because without that case cover on, the air is not moving properly through there. So.
Okay.
Okay?
Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks for holding, Greg.
All right.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
All right, that's how it works, folks. You ask, we answer, and
for those of you who say we need to have easier dumbed down questions, we're really sorry about that one.
No, that was good.
That was a kind of technical thing, though.
People in the middle understood that. That's all things for all people.
We try to take the whole gamut, and we try to stay away from the real top-end geeky stuff. And
we got time for another one or no?
No, we got to go to break.
Dog.
But when we come back, we've got time for lots more.
Okay, Mike, hold on, because your MP3 question's really good. I want to. We promise right out of the break we're taking Mike.
Ken promises. I don't, because case we forget.
No.
We won't forget.
I'm not going to forget.
Ken's going to make it his mission, his goal, his statement in life.
Because I love MP3.
It's the Computer Corner you're listening to. News Radio 620 KTAR. Ken Colburn over there, Brandon Disney over here, and a bunch of other guys on the other side of the glass, and we'll be right back.
Real life?
Real life.
It's not a show about politics.
I don't...